Good morning, everyone. I greet you in Jesus' name this morning. What I have to share here is just some things that have been standing out to me and some verses that have been blessing me. And so I just, I don't have anything just all in order here, but I just have some things that have been blessing me, and I would like to share those with you. For opening scripture, we could turn to 2 Corinthians 5:14. And if I were to put a title on this, I would title it "Our Love for Christ." So let's read here, chapter 5, verse 14. "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." And that's just what really blessed me is that line there where it says that they which live should henceforth not live unto themselves. And just seeing in my own life how we need not to live for ourselves, but for God, and how we owe God our life, and how he died for us and rose again, as it says here, and he died for all, and he rose again, and now we as his children, we owe our life to him, and we can't give him back all that we owe him, but we definitely shouldn't make an excuse that we can't give him everything that we owe, so we won't give him anything, but we can by giving him our whole heart and our whole life and just surrendering to him, that pleases him, and that's what he wants. I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 6:20. "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And it says there that we're bought. We're bought with a price. Jesus, he bought us. And our body and our spirit are God's. They're not ours, but they're God's. And if we can, that's just been blessing me and standing out to me how we're not our own, but we're God's. And the things that we do, they're not for us, but for God. And I think if I could somehow grasp how deep his love is for me and for us, I would in return, I'd want to serve him. I would serve him so much more willingly, and I would in turn want to give him so much more, and I would not hesitate to surrender to him and his ways. There's a verse here in John 15. I'm not quite sure what verse it is. John 15, verse 13, and it's talking about the greatest love. And it says here, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." And Jesus had that greatest love for us. He had that greatest love, and he laid it down for us, for his friends. And Jesus is, he's the one that had the greatest love for us. if we could, should we not in turn give Him, reflect that love back to Him that He pours on us? It could be like a mirror. You think of a mirror, it would be reflecting back to Him and to the people around us, and just that, yes, it would just be shining back and around to the people, and it wouldn't be about us, but about God and what He's done. And there's also a verse in Galatians 4:9. I'd like to look at that. And this love that He gives us when we receive this love when we're truly born again, but we can lose this love if our fervor for the Lord goes down and we're not serving Him anymore. We can lose this. It's not something we just get and always have. But here verse 9 says, Galatians 4:9, "But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto," this is the question, "whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?" He's asking us, do we desire to be in bondage again? Why do we turn to the beggarly elements of this world? What, he's showing us that we turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, and saying, do you desire to be in bondage again? But I just wanted to look at that and bring it out that we can, once we have this love, we can't lose it. We need to continue to walk with God and draw near to Him. And if I truly, there's a verse in John 14. I was going to read that when I was in John 15, but I guess I'll just read that now. Well, it just says, it's talking about if we love God, if you love God, keep my commandments. Just very simple. Are we keeping His commandments? We can't say we love God and not keep His commandments. If I don't keep His commandments, then I don't love God with a whole heart. It just doesn't work that way. Here it is. So if you love me, keep my commandments. It's just very simple. I can't say I love God and not keep His commandments. So I'd just like to look at some characters, some things that will be evident, that will be a reality in my life if I love God. If I truly love Him, some things that will be shining and coming out of my life if I love Him. And these are just things that came to my mind they're in no order. I don't have scripture for all of it, but if I have the love of Christ, it will cause me to hate darkness more, to walk in the light. There will be less darkness in my life, and more light. If I have the love of Christ, I will forgive more, and I will be less bitter. I'll be willing to forgive others more, and I'll be less bitter. If I have the love of Christ, I will be more secure and less anxious. I'll be more secure in Him and less anxious about I'll just be more secure and less anxious. If I have this love, I'll be more joyful and less self-pitying. I won't be pitying myself for whatever it is that I have to go through. I'll be more joyful. I'll be able to see the Lord more. And if I have this love, I will be more sincere, and there'll be less hypocrisy in my life. And that one, that's that can really easily sneak in our lives, where is hypocrisy, and we can make it, I can make it look good, but if I don't have the true love of God, it's hypocrisy. If I have the true love of God, I will be more meek and less angry. I will not be irritated so easily. If I have the love of God, I will have more faith and less unbelief. If I have the love of God, I will have more humility in my life. I have more humility and less pride. And we know that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And this is a good one for me that God has been showing me areas in my life, and just, you know, if I have the love of God, I will honor and respect my authorities and the authorities in my life, my parents and the authorities in my life. If I have this love, I will have a heart that will listen to what they're telling me, and I'll do it that way. And I think there's just a big blessing that goes with when I can give myself under and not do it my way, but do it the way my parents or whoever it is wants me to do it. And I think in later years it will, especially as a young person and as young people, I think it will, in later years, we'll look back and we'll be glad for all the times that we did what our authorities or what our parents wanted us to do. And when we're doing this, I've just recently been really blessed with the thought that when we resist the authority and other people, when we resist those people or just our boss at work, whoever it is, we wanted to do it different. When we resist them, we're not just resisting them, but we're also resisting God. And it may seem like if I could realize how serious it is, that it's God that I'm kicking against, it's God that I'm resisting, then I think maybe I would think a little more. And there's some verses in Psalm 73. I know some of you heard this already, but that have really blessed me, that go along with this not resisting God. But the writer here, he seems to be discouraged, and you can see some of these verses that he's looking around and he's seeing how well the others are doing and how good they seem to be. Often he's jealous at them, and he seems to be discouraged because he says but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. He said, my steps are gone out from under me. They're well nigh slipped. And he's saying how he don't understand these things. Verse 17 really stands out to me, is until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. And have I gone to the sanctuary of God? And I think if we could just get a more of a glimpse of His love for us, we would go so much further, and we could see the end. He says He understood their end, and He goes on to say how how their end was is destruction, and how what road they're going down, and it just really stood out to me, the phrase, until I went into the sanctuary of God. And things look so different, but until he went into the sanctuary. It's just a question for me, have I gone in the sanctuary of God? And at verse 22 says, so foolish was I and ignorant. And that little phrase stood out to me too, is how if we go through something and we resist the what someone is trying to tell us, we resist our authority or resist God. We know what he wants us to do, but we resist that. And later, if we come through this, we see that I was so foolish. So foolish was I and ignorant. And I can be, we can be that way. And I know that I have already. I've looked back and we see that that was so foolish and it was so ignorant to try to resist our authority and the people and God most of all. And I think what I shared earlier about, I think we'll look back and we won't have to have the regret. We won't have to say, so foolish was I. But we can say, we can thank the Lord for showing us and that we were able to listen to his voice. So I just don't have a lot more here. I'd like to look at Ephesians 3:17 through 21. That God, that Christ, may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. And that we can know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. It's almost too far, too hard for us to understand. But if we can, I think God allows us to see enough that we can get a glimpse of it. And it says it passeth knowledge. We can hardly understand it. We can hardly grasp it. So I'll just read the rest here. This is verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to that power which worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And that power that worketh within us, and I think we could say that, you know, with the power of love that works in us, if we could have this, it would just give us more power over sin and over. We would just be a lot more blessed if we could be in the will of God and in this power, and that we could just see this love that he has for us, and we could in turn give it back to God, because he's worthy of all our love and all that we can give him. He's worthy of it, and this life is something that God has just been showing me, is how this life is not only about myself, but it's also mostly it's about God and the people around me, and so that I would live my life to serve and bless others. And if I have this love, that will come. If we, that heart will be there to serve and bless others. And live for Christ. I'd like to read Revelation 4:11, talking about just very beautiful verses on how worthy he is. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they were created. Just very beautiful there. And then also, just across the page there, Revelation 5, we'll just read 11 and 12 here. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Just very beautiful there how worthy all these angels saying 10,000 times 10,000, that they're singing or they're saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Let's give him all that we owe him and walk worthy in his walk in his will for us in his ways and I think it will glorify him, it will glorify God. I think that's all I have. I just hope that it could be a blessing to someone. Seems like it's a little scattered, but I just hope it could be encouraging. And I guess my heart is just that God is worthy of all our love, and we would give it to Him and reflect it back to Him, and not just bestowed upon ourselves and live a wasted life in that way, but it would go back to God. And that's all I have. I thought maybe if you needed a song to sing, we could sing More Love to Thee, but that's up to you.